It's certainly being talked about here and across the country, the battle over Jeffrey Epstein's secrets. And it's really reached a tipping point in Washington, D.C. Every Democrat in the House of Representatives has now signed a discharge petition to open and release that long hidden Epstein file to the public. And only four Republicans have also signed on to do so. I wanted to get some perspective, especially from a victim standpoint, and why this matters so much. We've talked about it across all of our shows here on WICC, and there is such a focus on the Epstein files, especially when you think about there are people who were directly impacted by this man. And there's still an issue in this country of human and sex trafficking. And we've talked about that as well on this show. And so I'm really excited for the opportunity today to talk to Sarah McCarthy. She is the author of Blue Butterfly, Inside the Diary of an Epstein Survivor. Now, Sarah, welcome to WICC. You speak in regards to a close personal friend of yours who was a survivor, correct?
That is correct. Julia Bryant has been a close personal friend of mine for around 15 years now.
Wow.
In Julia's instance, she actually endured her abuse in silence for almost two decades. It was only after Epstein was released, arrested and put in prison that she came forward with her allegations and told her mother and myself that she was a victim.
Wow. And she,
yeah,
she gave you the green light to expose that in your book.
Absolutely. Yes. When I heard Juliet's story, which is different to other survivors, I knew that the story had to be told. The truth has to come out because my book is different to all other Epstein books. It actually turns the whole Epstein story on its head. It's not about sex trafficking.
I was going to say, so how? That's interesting. It's not about that? What is it about?
Well, Juliet said she was never trafficked to any other men. She never saw any other girls being trafficked to any other men either. And when you listen to attorney Brad Edwards, he corroborates this. He said only a small fraction of the girls were being trafficked. So this isn't a case about sex trafficking. In Juliet's instance, she was trafficked to New Mexico, to Epstein's Zorro Ranch in June 2004. She has a very vivid flashback from that trip. It was the only trip that Epstein didn't abuse her, and she had a horrible flashback of waking up naked in a laboratory while a female doctor was operating on her abdomen without her knowledge or without her consent.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
What were they doing? I don't understand. What were they doing an operation on?
She believed that her eggs were being harvested.
Really?
And I truly believe that by writing Blue Butterfly and exposing Epstein's medical crimes, more victims will come forward with corroborating evidence.
Wow.
Interestingly enough, I've just spoken to somebody else, a podcaster in the UK, and he said he knows another survivor, and Ghislaine Maxwell offered her money for her eggs, increasingly higher amounts.
Wow. So we have Sarah McCarthy here, who's an author. You created a book, Blue Butterfly, Inside the Diary of an Epstein Survivor. And you share the story of a very close personal friend of yours, Juliet Bryant, who has told you vividly about what she says Jeffrey Epstein and his operatives did. And what you had just mentioned was it wasn't sex trafficking, but it was a horrible abuse.
Crime.
Physical. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Medical crime. So when she got back from New Mexico, her mental state completely collapsed. She said that she had severe panic attacks and anxiety, and that she said it was not from the sexual abuse. She said it had to be coming from something else. She also believes that they could have done some type of neurological tampering, some type of mind control over the girls. And that would make sense because a lot of them were going back. Epstein didn't keep them trapped in a dungeon somewhere. That's what a lot of people don't understand. And when you look at a lot of the victims, I've interviewed five now. Some of them are okay, but some of them have severe bipolar type traits and also suffer from PTSD. And I believe this could be a misdiagnosis of dissociative identity disorder, or DID.
Have you spoken at all, Sarah, to medical professionals who also are identifying or linking that?
Nobody else has picked up any of this information, Melissa. I'm the first person to report on any of this.
Really?
That's what makes Blue Butterfly different, yes.
So when did Blue Butterfly come out?
It's coming out on the 18th of November, but the book is available for pre-sale. So you can buy it at trineday.com. That's trineday.com. It's also available on Amazon, and it will be available in Barnes & Noble.
So, Sarah, you had mentioned before that you spoke to a podcaster recently who, after hearing what you were sharing about your friend, they also thought they knew of a victim who went through similar situations to Juliet. But has anybody else publicly talked about this? I mean, to me, this is a darker dimension to the Epstein story. I've not heard of this. You hear about the sex trafficking constantly, obviously, which is egregious in and of itself. But this is, I think, another level of abuse as well.
It's a much darker level. I believe that these abuses were carried out in some sort of subterranean facility beneath Zorro Ranch. Two podcasters did try and go and view the house, but they had to sign an NDA before they could go, so they couldn't make their documentary. But they did a deep dive into what was below the ranch, and they believe that there are some type of subterranean facilities there. Maria Farmer, who was abused by Epstein in 1996, said, "Oh, Epstein told me that he has rooms and tunnel systems below all these houses, and I know that because he told me so." She also said that he had vast rooms full of computers, and why anyone would need so many computers is beyond her. There have been contractors at Zorro Ranch that have worked on underground facilities. One said he was putting together something like a strip club, but was it actually used as a strip club? We don't know. And when they went to go and work, every 3 minutes, staff would come down to check up on them. So there was something going down there that was very, very secretive.
So,
and also, Melissa, why had the FBI never raided Zorro Ranch? They raided these other properties, but not that one.
I don't know. It's a good question.
It's very suspicious.
It is. And Sarah, I hope you know I'm just asking because it's in my job title to do so. So I hope you see no disrespect in me asking this, but I do need to ask this. And again, especially because this is a close friend of yours. So please, I hope you know that I'm just asking for work purposes. But do you have concrete evidence, or how do you know that stories are accurate, or at least are, you know, because to your point, there is a lot of a mental part of this that was, you know, horrible, obviously. So where do you feel confident in reporting on these traumas? I mean, that again, I think it's fascinating to me that we've not heard of Epstein engaging in egg harvesting, for example, or some of the activities you're talking about. I'm not saying it's not true, but I'm just asking in you know, as far as a reporter is concerned, what evidence or corroboration you feel exists to really back up what you're claiming?
Well, firstly, Juliet had a small circular scar a couple of inches above her pubic bone, which was not there before New Mexico. It was red and inflamed after her trip there. But that's her experience again. So when you look at what Epstein actually said, in the early 2000s, he came out and told associates that he wanted to feed the human race with his DNA. Specifically, he wanted to impregnate up to 20 women at a time at Zorro Ranch in his own bizarre breeding program. And this was reported on by the New York Times in 2011. He spoke to several scientists about it. The Guardian also picked up that he was inspired by the repository for germinal choice. That was started by eugenicists. And his was started in around 1980. And he actually got sperm from Nobel laureate. Apparently only managed to get about 3 to 5, depending on who you speak to. They said that the sperm was incinerated, but around this year, Epstein purchased extra farmland and expanded Zorro Ranch. So what's to say that the sperm wasn't nearly transported across to Zorro Ranch?
We have a few more minutes with Sarah McCarthy, who again is the author of Blue Butterfly, Inside the Diary of an Epstein Survivor. And this book is coming out next month. Sarah, you had the opportunity to write this book, which really tells the story of a really close friend of yours, Juliette Bryant, who entrusted you with her diary and allowed you to use the contents of it to create Blue Butterfly. You know, our conversation is jarring, to be quite blunt with you. I mean, the Epstein files, when people ask why, you know, whether it's people who are demanding that they be released, which I think is fair to the American people, they should be released. And I don't think that should be a political thing. I think that should be something that is made public so that we, A, you know, can bring some closure, some sort of closure to the people who are involved. But also to set a precedent for anybody who commits these crimes moving forward. But then on the other side of it, you know, to those who feel like, why does this matter? It does. I mean, what you're outlining right now, if I can be so blunt, is something that I have really not heard of from anybody. This kind of darker dimension of the Epstein story, it really sort of shifts the narrative, honestly, beyond sex trafficking into something, I mean, would you agree, far more sinister?
Absolutely. It's like something out of a science fiction horror movie. When you look at what he was planning to do, what he told scientists that he was going to do. Also, when you look at his interests in transhumanism, cryogenics, etc. I can speak to all of that. But firstly, I wanted to say that Epstein was fascinated in how the brain functioned. In about 1998, he joined Harvard's Mind, Brain, and Behavior Committee. And this would have given him a front row seat to how advances in neuroscience played out. He employed a neuroscientist as his science advisor that very same year. He surrounded himself by scientists who were psychologists, psychiatrists, cognitive scientists, people with brain specialties. And who's to say he wasn't also coercing them, perhaps blackmailing him into going along with whatever it was, with whatever he was trying to do with these girls. Previously, I mentioned the neurological tampering. He also used to quiz Juliette all the time and ask her riddles. And he used to say to her, oh, your brain works differently to other people's. So he was very fascinated in how the brain works.
So if you're just tuning in, we're talking to Sarah McCarthy, who is the author of this new book coming out next month, Blue Butterfly, Inside the Diary of an Epstein Survivor. And she wrote from the perspective of Juliette Bryant, a very close friend of hers. And she takes excerpts. I was trying to get from you, Sarah, are these excerpts directly from her diary?
No, she kept her diary from 2002. That was the year that she was recruited by Epstein. But my information from her was as a result of going to her house and actually getting that information firsthand through voice recordings and then sifting through those recordings and doing a deep investigative journey myself to corroborate or try and find out more information on what she had told me.
Well, I think it. I'm curious. Do you think when your book is released in November, and major media outlets especially get hold of it, do you think there's going to be added pressure for those files to be released? I mean, bar anything, I think the pressure is not going to go away. But do you think it's going to, I think, just add another layer to needing to get those files released?
I would really hope so, Melissa. The truth needs to come out. It's not just about who is in those files. It's about what abuses he was subjecting these poor girls to, because it was more than just trafficking. Why did he have this huge network of girls if it was not necessarily to traffic to other men? You know, the press have constantly used the salaciousness of his sex crimes to distract from what was really going on. And Blue Butterfly does a deep dive into potentially what he was doing. And there's a lot of corroborating, you know, evidence around Juliet's story in the book.
And again, the book is called Blue Butterfly, Inside the Diary of an Epstein Survivor. It's coming out when?
18th of November.
Okay. November 18th, it will be available. And Sarah McCarthy, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show and highlighting this and giving us a preview of this book, again, coming out next month.
Thank you.
I'll be very curious to see what happens next.
Thank you. It is available for pre-sale as well at the moment, tryingday.com and Amazon.
All right. I appreciate it. Sarah McCarthy, be well, and thank you so much for coming on our show. We really appreciate your time.